The meeting was called by the Black People's Advancement and Defense Organization, a local group created earlier this year with the mission of protecting and defending Black people in Hillsborough County and the city of Tampa. Life Turner is a local poet, activist, and founder of the organization.
The Black People's Advancement and Defense Organization was put together in March of this year with the mission of organizing, educating, and mobilizing Black people to defend Black people in Hillsborough County and the city of Tampa against every aggression of the state, whether it be great or small, intentional or unintentional by any means necessary.
The group is particularly critical of the way in which residents of the Johnson and Kenneth Court apartment complex were treated during the manhunt for accused police killer Dante Morris. Community activist Connie Burton is a resident of Johnson and Kenneth Court and witnessed what she considers to be heavy-handed tactics on the part of the Tampa Police Department.
Running, boo, 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 running. Get in the house, shut up. I mean, like, what's going on? What is going on? We are not all Dante Morris.
Since the manhunt, the apartment complex has changed owners. Off-duty police officers patrol the grounds, and new rules have gone into effect that have resulted in several dozen eviction notices. Again, Connie Burton.
You know, since that occurred, we have then seen them continue on this, you know, this containment of the community by having, you know, uniformed police officers there. People have not been allowed to come out, gather, talk to their neighbors. All of it is being deemed a violation of your lease as if you're loitering. You live in a community, you live up on a lease, you want to talk to your neighbors. They want us from our car to in us inside of our apartment. And they have all used it as an excusable. The excusable reason has been to get matters under control as if we was all Dante Morris.
Rona Charlton is another resident of Johnson and Kenneth Apartments. She was recently given an eviction notice by the new management after she claims she attempted to defuse a neighbor's argument. She says the entire community is now being punished for the alleged crimes of Dante Morris.
I mean, even for the residents, head of household, if we walk across the street, excuse me, man, what is your name? Can I have your ID? They're running our name, you know? And I mean, it's not, I mean, even like for our guest that comes in the gate, we have to go to the gate, meet them at the gate, go downstairs, meet them at the cars, walk them back to the cars when they're leaving our homes. And I don't feel that that's right either. You know, I feel that really that we might as well be in jail if that's the case, along with Dante. Because the whole scenario is wrapped around the Dante Morris case, you know, how the way they're treating us.
Dante Morris has also been charged in the death of 18-year-old Derek Anderson, a young father from Johnson and Kenneth Court. Connie Burton would like to see an effort on the part of the police department to reach out to residents who have also been traumatized by a murder in their community.
On top of this heavy armed military occupation of the police on the property, not one person has stepped to the community to develop any type of community relation with the community. Nobody. The police has not called the meeting. The only meeting we have had since then is to tell us some of you all will not survive with the new management team as we go about renovating these properties. That's the only meeting we've had.
However, Tampa Police spokesman Laura McElroy says there have been attempts to reach out to the community in the wake of the Dante Morris manhunt, and they have found no validity to the complaints.
No, we do not believe that there's any validity to that. When we heard it initially, we responded very aggressively. As I mentioned before, that we met with the East Tampa leaders. We met with the African American newspaper. We went on an African American radio station with a prominent show. And it was an open call-in, so people could call in and talk to the chief. She publicized a number. We aggressively went out into the African-American community trying to find out if there were any specifics that needed to be investigated. But we have now determined that there appears that there wasn't any because no one has come forward. And we set it up that they could call in anonymously, and still we didn't get a single call. So I think that speaks volumes that yes, it was a very traumatizing time for our entire city and certainly for the people who live in Kenneth Court apartment complex, but there was no wrongdoing on the behalf of any Tampa police officers. They were looking for a cold-blooded killer, and everything that was done was to keep our community safe.
Despite this, Dr. Carr Warren, who was a witness to police actions in Kenneth and Johnson Court, says that police acted poorly towards the community during the manhunt and that people's rights were violated.
I think their behavior was reprehensible. Now, you can quote me on this. I think that the way that the mayor and the chief of police handled that overall situation, if I had to give them a grade, I would give them a grade of a C minus, if not a D. I think it was overreactive. I think that the police department violated constitutional rights of black citizens. I think that the attitude was such that it was very seditional. Despite all of it, it does not justify the aggression and the hostility that the law enforcement officers were allowed to engage in and then defended and justified by the mayor as well as by the chief of police. It was wrong. It was wrong, and it just was absolutely wrong.
Life Turner of the Black People's Advancement and Defense Organization feels that the police department has completely failed the black community and would like to see the police take a radically different path.
You know, they just need to pull out of the black community, pull out of the black community, discontinue the ongoing military occupation of black communities, and give black people the space and the economic resources to do what we need to do to take care of our own community.
For WMNF, this is Kelly Benjamin.